For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's now Tropical Storm Lane, and the rainmaker is still soaking Hawaii. Some areas could get more than 3 feet before it's all over. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell.
Lane got weak and fell apart. We dodged a bullet. Doesn't mean it's over. We're going to have rain and wind and local flooding, and we need to be vigilant, and we don't want to let all our guard down.
Hawaii Governor David Ige says crews have been checking infrastructure for damage.
We have monitored dam levels statewide and will continue to do so. We don't anticipate any issues with the existing dams across the state.
NOAA's Steve Goldstein says Hawaii is seeing a storm the likes of which it has not seen in more than a quarter of a century.
You do not need a direct strike to have major impacts from a hurricane this strong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Former Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Tom Frieden is out of jail in New York after his arrest on sexual harassment charges. Here's WCBS-TV's Tony Aiello.
The judge ordered him to stay away from his accuser before releasing him on just a signature.
Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Frieden left without comment.
Rapid.
The sex abuse and harassment charges stem from last October, a party at Frieden's apartment in Brooklyn Heights. A longtime friend says Frieden cornered her, grabbing her rear end and groping her when her husband and Frieden's wife weren't looking.
One of the top financial officials in President Trump's company is now expected to cooperate with investigators in the Russia probe. Alan Weisselberg is the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization. He has been there since the days when his father ran the company. He is now getting immunity from prosecutors who are looking into hush money payments before the 2016 election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Vice President Mike Pence addressed Republican attorneys at a luncheon in Washington on Friday. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Senate Democrats continue to delay consideration of Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the High Court. Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at the Republican National Lawyers Association Friday, accused Democrats of senseless obstruction.
What the Constitution says is advise and consent has turned into obstruct and oppose.
Pence lavished praise on Kavanaugh, saying in a more respectful time, he would be overwhelmingly confirmed to the Supreme Court. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A Chicago family says they were the focus of two investigations after letting their daughter walk their dog in their neighborhood. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The family says police and child welfare officials both investigated them earlier this month after they let their 8-year-old daughter walk the family dog. The girl's parents say a neighbor called police with concerns about seeing a neglected child and saying it was a girl 5 or younger walking a dog by herself. When the parents told officers their daughter is 8, police said no one needed to be charged, so the neighbor then called the State Department of Child and Family Services. And officials from that agency took a look at the situation and also concluded that that little dog walker was not being neglected or abused. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.